Finally, Mr. Secretary, let me ask you this. The President mentioned today as well that there are, that the people who committed this, these awful acts on Tuesday hate us and hate what we stand for. Where does that come from? You were as a military man for years, now as Secretary of State. Why do we think of ourselves as the good people of the world, we Americans? Why do these people hate us so that they would fly an airplane into targets and kill themselves in order to kill Americans?
The reasons are very, very complex. In some instances, they don't like our value system. They don't like the system that treats every individual as a creature of God with the full rights of every other individual. They don't like our political system, our form of democracy. They don't like who some of our friends are in the Middle East and the fact that we are strong supporters of Israel and we remain so. They resent, in many instances, our success as a society. But rather than debating us on our values, rather than listening as we listen to them, they choose another form of debate with us, debate on the battlefield. And they choose terrorism, a weapon that is available to them because they can't defeat us on a conventional battlefield. And I wish that was not the case. What we also have to remember is that this is not a conflict against Arabs or Muslims or those who believe in one particular religion or not. This is a conflict against terrorists. The other day we saw some images from the occupied territories, from the West Bank, of people cheering what had happened, and that sort of was seared in our mind. But I got a message in from our consul general in Jerusalem saying that his switchboard is swamped with calls from Palestinian officials, Palestinian people, expressing their distaste for that kind of display and letting us know that they were expressing their condolences and sympathy to us as well. That's the civilized reaction.
All right. Mr. Secretary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.